Nobody's talking about this. This is Mega Maker, episode 53. There's a marketing tactic that doesn't get talked about enough, and this is it. You have to build something that people can't live without. Let me give you two examples. So this right here is my barber shop.
6 a.m. He's coming to get me.
Oh, I got it.
Like, how long does it take to get a haircut here?
Depends who you're going for.
For you?
July 7th.
And this here is my coffee shop. Let's go inside and see what the lineup looks like. Both these places are busy all the time because they've made something that people can't live without. Pastries, coffee, haircuts. But they've also executed on it really well. The details matter. How you make your product, how you present your service really matters. And so in both of these cases, they've gone way above the standard. That's not a normal barbershop. They have an atmosphere. They have a really high quality. It takes 45 minutes to get a haircut there as opposed to 5 to 20 at a regular barber. That's not a regular coffee shop either. They've really elevated the art of making coffee, presenting coffee, making pastries, presenting pastries. They've gone above and beyond what you would expect. I've seen this happen over and over again. If you start with a product that people want and that you've built really well, it's really easy to market that. People talk about it. It has built-in word of mouth, and you can't fake that. If you've built something that people don't really want, or if you've built something that people want, but you haven't executed on it well, it's not a quality product, you're going to lose against a competitor. If they've built something people want, and if they've built it well, if it's well built.
So how does this work? How do you find something that people want, and then deliver it to them in a way that they go, I can't live without this? Well, let me give you an example. Today, I was just scrolling through Twitter, and as I was looking through, I noticed this tweet here by Caroline. It says, I have searched several times for an easy-to-understand, engaging Facebook Ads 101 resource, and I keep coming up empty. Anyone have ideas? So here I can see there's intent. Caroline is searching for an easy-to-understand resource or course or instructions on running Facebook ads, and she hasn't found anything yet. This is the kind of signal you're looking for when you're looking to build a product. Now, this piqued my curiosity because I already have a bigger product called Tiny Marketing Wins that just happens to have a Facebook ads module with 4 lessons. So what I decided to do is to take that module and create a little mini course called Facebook Ads 101. So I uploaded all the content I'd already created, videos and PDF instructions and resources, and then I replied to Caroline's tweet. I said, I have a beta for a Facebook Ads 101 course out right now. Here's the coupon. And basically, the coupon brings the mini course from $39 down to $12. And Caroline saw it, and she said, sold, thanks. And she bought it right away. This right here is awesome validation. If you can put out something small and have someone say, take my money, you know you're on to something. Now, realize this is only a beta. This is my first version for Caroline, and I want to make sure it gives her the outcomes she's looking for. So I replied to her tweet and said, you know, help me make this better. Whenever you run into a roadblock, tell me. If you see something that needs to be improved, tell me. So remember, it's no good building something people don't want or building a crappy product. You can't just sprinkle marketing on that and hope you're going to get sales. The most effective marketing tactic is to build something people can't live without. I can't go a day without going to Ratio Coffee and getting my coffee from there. I will only get my hair cut at the Gentleman's Barbershop. I'm hoping to make this Facebook Ads 101 course something that Carolyn can't live without, that something that she needs for her business to run properly. That is the standard you're aiming for. Focus on that before you focus on any other marketing tactic. That's it for this week. If you're looking for the show notes for this episode, go to podcast.megamaker.co. This theme music you're hearing right now is striker-metal.com. And this podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.fm. And if you want to check out that beta, the Facebook Ads mini course, go to www.tinywins.me. And you can check it out there. It's on sale, like I said, for $12. That's it for this week. I will see you next time.